Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys and gals, this is Jesse. I'm here with James and Tyler today. We're digging into the summer follow-up here, as we've been on a little bit of a hiatus, been gone for almost a month now, but bringing up the Order 2020 for the new E3 edition for our podcast here today. As everybody's getting logged in, we got again James and Tyler with us today. James, you with me, bro?
I am here.
Awesome. I know Tyler's getting himself situated as well and getting logged in as well. So we will get this thing moving forward. First and foremost, we've had an exciting bunch of stuff happen. And, of course, we've had the new edition of the PlayStation 5 dropped in the last few days here. And also the Xbox X and the Xbox S, along with some great titles and some great little things here and there, you know, as far as the, you know, accessories and things and whatnot. And it looks like it'll definitely be coming out this fall, as they're already dropping some major titles with that. But first and foremost, James, how was your little trip to Florida?
Oh, it was good. It was good. Nice to get out of Atlanta once in a while.
Yeah. Did you get a little tan?
So the joke has always been my arms being very much more tan than the rest of my body. So I actually got burned on my very white legs.
Nice. Well, at least you got a little red on there. So just gotta maybe put some bronzer or something like that. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if Shannon's told you to do that.
That's a lot of work, man.
Yeah. Well, you know, just have her put the bronzer on for you.
Oh, that's there's an idea. There's an idea.
That might backfire, though. You never know. You know.
Well, probably. Yeah. It's probably going to get a little dirty on the beach, but you know, up until your suggestion, my go-to method was always just prayer.
Prayer.
Yeah.
Prayer.
The Lord will provide. Lord will provide a tan if I deserve it. You know.
Yeah, and if you can find some aloe, if it's not sold out, you know what I mean.
Yep. No, but Florida was nice. We actually, I know it was really, really rainy down there while we were there, but we actually managed to duck onto the beach for a good amount of hours, and then duck out when the rain came. But it was pretty cool.
Very nice, very nice. Well, I guess we'll jump into it as we're waiting for T-Dog, Mr. Tyler, to get situated. I think he's got some connection issues going on with his side. As I think he's back in Baltimore, if I'm not mistaken. I know it was his birthday this past weekend, along with some friends of ours. So shout out to Tyler for his birthday. Happy birthday.
There you go. Happy birthday, wherever you are.
Yep. Also, my dad's birthday was today as well. Or not today, but it was actually yesterday. Well, a couple days ago. My days are running together. But happy birthday, Pop. And then, of course,
happy
to everybody
birthday.
Else out there. Who had a fantastical weekend for their birthday trips. Happy birthday. So if y'all do want to listen live, you can. It's www.blogtalkradio.com. The Order, of course, / The Order 2020. You can download, listen, and subscribe to all of our latest and past episodes on there. You can also go on to Apple's podcast app, and you can download, listen, and subscribe there as well. As we will get this thing back up and rolling again. We've been out for about almost a month now, taking a little bit of a breather, making sure we're all corona-free. And, you know, Tyler...
Is corona still a thing?
I don't know. You know, nobody's talking about it anymore, but it's...
No.
It's kind of like a bad mistake you make, you know? And you just
like a week before the protests and riots started, there was a bunch of stuff about corona and say, don't go outside. And then all of a sudden everybody's outside and I haven't heard a dang thing since. So,
I know. It's,
I don't even know.
The news is always about the next thing that's big. And, you know, fortunately, as a society, we're going through some things. But we're going to speak about E3, the PlayStation 5, the games, the consoles of Xbox One and – I'm sorry, Xbox X and Xbox S. And how the differences and similarities and even the titles coming up for that is awesome. But first, I don't know if you've been able to yet, James, but the Space Force show on Netflix, dude, I just can't get over it. It is so hilarious. Have you, has Shannon seen it with
you?
It's
great. Yeah, yeah. We watched it. We watched it, and it's actually great. You know what? I was worried. I was a little bit worried, and not to take political sides here, but I was worried when I heard that it was a show that kind of made fun of the president. And it's not that I support either way. It's just, you know, with shows like that, when it gets political, it gets a little bit, you know, it gets a little bit just awkward. You know what I mean? Because you're obviously, if you like the show, if you don't like the show, that's obviously going to raise problems because everybody got a problem with each other nowadays. But you know what? I thought the jokes were an appropriately realistic, an appropriately funny way to poke fun at the some of the stuff that's been going on. And I got to tell you, when I laughed so hard when the text came through from, you know, the president said, sex is for losers. I laughed my ass off because, you know, I don't know Trump at all. You know, I don't know Trump like a person, but it just seems 100% something that he would totally say, you know, and I just I laughed my ass off. I really liked the show. Unfortunately, it got some bad reviews, and I'm worried that, you know, I'm worried that it's going to get shot down for a second season because it's not even approved for a second season yet. But I would really like to see how it all plays out.
Well, from what I've read and seen online, it looks like it was pretty well received at first. And it was actually number one on Netflix top 10 list for almost a week. It overpassed some of their bigger shows. And then it started getting some negativity as we started getting to our political changing in the last couple of weeks. But
you know how people are. I mean, like, you know, just there's already problems even in my own friend group about how, oh yeah, they made fun of the president and it's awful, it's a liberal show. But I was like, hey guys, it's funny. Just, I mean, come on. It's,
well,
not,
you know,
saying
it's one of those typical Steve Carell humor. And of course it was filmed way before all this even happened. So
a great job
to them too, and even Lisa Kudrow was pretty hilarious on that show as well.
Oh yeah, that was totally unexpected. I you know, it's funny because I've been having friends play on the background, and suddenly seeing Lisa Kudrow pop up on the screen, and then remembering that she doesn't look like Phoebe Buffay anymore. You know.
Right. I know, it's kind of weird. Yeah. And speaking of, I know HBO is working on the Friends episode as well, so it will be interesting to see HBO Plus will be doing here in the next couple of months. I think it should be done if they film it live like they're planning on doing.
Mm.
I think it's going to be done sometime either this month or next. We'll have to see. But,
That'd be pretty cool.
But a couple of shout-outs as well. One to my friend Holly, who's listening live with us, which is pretty cool. Chris is also listening to us live, which is awesome. And then, of course, my friend Steve actually referred me to a movie that I actually rented on Amazon and watched. Took me a couple of days, but I finally got through it. But it was called Becky. It's one of those suspense drama thrillers where Joel McHale was on there along with Kevin James. And this girl plays Becky. And, I mean, she just goes from an innocent preteen to just almost like a Rambo-esque type show. I mean, it's pretty gory, so if you don't like gory movies, I wouldn't recommend it, but she basically gets the ultimate revenge. And Kevin James and Joel McHale plays a pretty good job in the movie. Kevin James is, this is not a comedy, by the way. You would think it would put them two in there, but Kevin James actually plays the bad guy and kind of a crazy.
Interesting. I will have to add that to the list.
Yes. It's about an hour and some change, but it's a decent movie. It's not bad. It's pretty good. So a couple suggestions out there for people if they like those type of movies. I would definitely recommend it. It's not very long, and it doesn't take a lot of time out of your day or evening, but it's a pretty good sit on the edge of your seat type movie. So, but moving forward, I know James was out of town this weekend, so he missed a lot of things while he was on his hiatus. And of course, being on this whole, you know, trying to get away from the world type deal, it can definitely impact your social media, the media itself.
I had
and
to
stuff
quit
like that.
Facebook. Yeah, I had to quit Facebook for about 3 weeks, and it's just been it's it was nice to get away and just forget the world for a little bit, 'cause it's nuts, especially here in Atlanta.
Yeah, definitely. So we'll definitely dive in now. We're talking PlayStation 5. PlayStation 5 just recently came out, and of course Xbox was, one-upped yet again by Sony. And they just released their newest edition of their console chain, which is the PlayStation 5. It looks very chic. A lot of 50-50 reviews. People are excited because they have a digital version coming out along with a non-digital with a disc in the front. And then they also have some of their accessories assigned to the actual console itself, which looks pretty cool. So some of the specs that it has on there is it has a Zen 2-based CPU with 8 cores at 3.5 gigahertz, which it says is variable. It can change the frequency on it. The GPU on it is 10.28, also 36 CUs with a 2.23 gigahertz, which also says it can vary. It has some pretty big moves. The memory bandwidth is almost 450 gigabytes per second. And then the internal storage looks like it's going to be pretty close to 1 terabyte starting out first.
Huh.
Which is pretty rad because initially everybody knows that the PlayStation 3 didn't come out with that much, and the PlayStation 4 was held with 500 gigabytes. But then when the games came out, the games were huge in download itself, so you could go through those 500 gigs pretty quick on there.
Yeah, I had to install a bunch of extra hard drives on mine because, every game is now like 60 gigs and takes forever to download.
Yeah. And then if you want to play like The Witcher, The Witcher is like, 100 plus gigs of memory, and of course, Call of Duty and some other big games are the same way, but
it's an absolute cluster. Have to with just the internal 500, I had to make some hard decisions before I could get a new hard drive out.
For real. Well, it does say here too that they are releasing the PlayStation 5 with a 4K Blu-ray player in it, and it's actually coming out with the title that will have 8K ability. And people are like, 8K? And my friend Tyler actually had to tell me that it already came out. Well, they've already come out with 8K, but this is the first time that we'll actually have games with the ability of movies later on with 8K ability. And then the game itself is Forever Horizon Zero Dawn. The Forbidden West or something like that. It's going to be a pretty big game. It's a Sony exclusive that'll be in 8K format, which is awesome. The first game itself was pretty cool, along with the DLC. So it's going to have, from what they say, it's going to have backwards compatibility, which is awesome because your PS4 game catalog can actually be placed into the whole console itself. So you'll be able to have that ability to play your old games on top of your new games for PlayStation 5. And it also has voice assistant, which is the same as the PS4. Ability on there, so you can actually tell the PlayStation through probably a little mini wired headset and or, microphone or headset or whatever. Hey, I want to play this game, or hey, play this, blah 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 blah, that sort of thing.
Is that you, Tyler?
Do what?
Tyler, is that you?
Is
Tyler here?
No, he hasn't made it on yet.
Yeah, somebody just said I'm muted and then just disappeared.
Oh, wow. Well, I'll have to shoot him a text and see what's going on with his thing. I know that today AT&T, T-Mobile, and Sprint had an issue with a majority of the carriers.
Yeah, everything went down.
We don't know what happened. It could have been a Space Force issue. Maybe China really did mess with his satellite up in the sky. Who knows?
Mess with the satellite up there, yeah. So question for you. Question for
Go
you.
ahead.
I just thought about this and I didn't realize it actually was a thing. You know, I have not actually tried any of the VR shit that's been out there for the PS4. I know that it's out there and I know that there's games out there, but my
Right.
thought process was always because it's brand new and you know you see these VR stuff at like, you know, different conventions and stuff like that. So
Right.
it's not perfect technology, you know what I'm saying? So
Right.
given that the PS4 has had it for a while and now the PS5 is going to have it, do you know anything about how VR is going to be set up for the PS5? Or I don't think Xbox has one, does it? I'm not aware if
Well,
Xbox actually has one or not.
they had their little Kinect thing, and they actually had they did have their own, I think it was called Oculus. For Xbox. And basically what I think will happen is the PlayStation VR is too big of a deal for them to just let it go. So I'm sure they'll probably bring it in for the PlayStation 5 because virtual reality gaming is supposed to be the next big thing that they've been trying to preach for the last 4 or 5 years. And I believe that they'll definitely have for the 5. I don't know if it'll actually work with the 5 with the current accessories they have. I would assume it would because they have a camera that is a little different, but it looks pretty much the same compared to the other cameras. It's a little more chic and a little bit smaller. So it looks like it's actually more of a, you know, traditional camera that you would use for like your MacBook or laptop or whatever. But, you know, I think the gaming itself in VR was actually pretty cool when it first came out. And they've actually got a lot of really cool games for it too.
Oh yeah, I mean it's definitely cool, but you know, for me it was just kind of like, you know, it's really expensive and the technology just wasn't perfected yet, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you know, with my limited income, I was kind of just like my thought process was always until they actually have it pretty good, I'm good with, you know, I'm good with it. You know, they've always had some kind of gimmick with these games, 'cause I remember back when PS3 first came out, there was actually a pretty cool accessory tool that was like, it was like a it was kind of like a mount for those dildo looking things, the controller dildos, you know, and but it was like a gun and you got to play a Time Crisis,
Yeah,
which is, you know,
that was
yeah.
a big deal. I think it was the PlayStation Move is what it was called when it came out.
Yeah, so that was a thing, but then there was a separate thing that was kind of like the dildo stuff. But it was made specifically for the game Time Crisis, which
Yep.
if you don't know is the you know is the arcade, you know, every time you go to like any arcade like Dave and Buster's had them, or like movie theaters that had
Shoot 'em
the
up.
arcade game,
Yeah.
the shoot 'em up things where you had the pedal to like go behind
Right.
cover and then when you step on the pedal you pop out and you start firing. And that was really cool. But again, like I said, that's not exactly VR. I feel like that's where the gimmick stuff started. And then they had the VR come out, and you know, of course, the graphics are always really blocky because they have to be very reactive to you turning your head and you know, being very specific to what you're looking at. You know,
Right.
but like the graphics weren't exactly perfect. And you know, for me, I was just like, all right, if I'm gonna spend that much money and you know, on these games and invested on these stuff, when obviously there's gonna be better technology coming out, I figured I'd wait, you know. So I didn't know if you heard anything about it, because I definitely haven't. I was just it just came to me just now when we were talking.
Well, the VR thing, I don't think it's going to go away. I think it might get a little bit cheaper. But the thing that has to change first is the industry has to make more quality games. So you're not going to want to spend $300 to $500 on a VR or Oculus, whatever, you know, for your Xbox or PlayStation. If there's only three to five games that are really coming out, you know what I mean? So you have the Creed game, which is pretty cool, is VR only. You have the where you can play and relive the Apollo 13 mission. You can go to the moon, you go to Mars. I mean, there's a lot of things you could do there,
That's
but
pretty cool.
you know, the
That'd be
thing is,
pretty
I
cool.
think is that they're going to have to come out with more than just a handful of games to may really make that worth the penny. But there is also a difference here too. I was looking at the specs as we, you know, dive into these next gens and stuff, and We were talking about the PlayStation 5. We do have where they do have the digital version.
Mm-hmm.
We've been trying to find everywhere if it is going to be wireless in some sense, that, you know, for a Bluetooth compatibility for a TV, a smart TV, because there's very limited plugs. As you can see in the front, there's the traditional two USBs. There looks like there's a couple plugs in the back, also Ethernet wire plug and everything as well. But the comparative between that and the Xbox X series is this. The Xbox X is boasting 3.8 gigahertz, but it's saying that it can go around 3.66 gigahertz with a, you know, SMT or whatever. But it,
mm-hmm.
with Sony, they have the ability to where their processors can change, or the console can be updated to fit
mm-hmm.
the format of the game and make it better with frames per second. So
yeah.
You look at that, it is definitely faster,
mm-hmm.
but here's the big difference here. When you come down to the GPU from the CPU version, it goes into 1.825 gigahertz, which means your gaming system is not going to be as fast as the PlayStation, which is the 2.34 gigahertz with variable frequency, which means depending on your, you know, your internet and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So the Xbox Series X is releasing generic stats. You know, they're saying, hey, this is what it's going to be on a base level. We don't know how, we can't tell you based on your internet. But PlayStation is saying the variable frequency. And variable means it can go faster or it can go slower depending on your internet quality. But the Xbox has come out with two different ones. Of course, it came out with the Xbox Series X as a rush, because when PS5 was leaked, they were like, oh, God, we got to come out with this. And then they came out with the Xbox S, which is the small digital version, which looks like it's a speaker for a computer. And then the Xbox
yep.
X looks like it's a subwoofer. So I'm kind of, you know, looking at everybody's comments and stuff, and there's a lot of people who are criticizing PlayStation for their unique design. And you go and you look at the Xbox, the two, you know, the X and the S, and you kind of go, well, you know, that's just very generic. And you kind of have two radicals. You have one very conservative, which is just a box, which a lot mm-hmm. of people were saying they were kind of anticipating a change of PlayStation because of it not looking just like a box. And then you have the other side of the spectrum of the PlayStation, which looks like a high rise or some sort of home accessory that you would
mm-hmm.
set, you know, somewhere next to a plant. So, I mean, James, have you seen the pictures on the PlayStation 5 and the Xbox?
Oh, yeah, I've seen the memes. I've seen the memes where it's like, yeah, you know, you can either have you could either buy yourself a speaker or you could have a new Wi-Fi router.
I even saw one person that actually did a very clever meme, and they posted it, and it was actually in the accessories or appliance version, and plugged into the kitchen as a refrigerator for the Xbox.
No.
I thought that was pretty funny. So,
well, I mean, they got, you know, if honestly the outside chassis is kind of, you know, up to your imagination if you understand what's inside the box, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because you see it all the time. They will take an Xbox and a PlayStation and then fit it into a custom, you know, chassis. And then it just depends on whatever
right.
whatever controller you pick up. It runs off a more powerful power supply and everything. So that, you know, you turn on one, you can, you know, you just have to turn on one box, you know.
And I'm glad that you brought
those
up the controller
cool.
too, because
yeah.
the PlayStation controller is actually pretty cool looking. It's brand new looking, a very chic design.
Mm-hmm.
It's got the
it
sensibility
kind of reminds
buttons
me of old Atari.
Too.
Yeah,
yeah,
it kind of got
bit.
That old Atari look. I think that's a clever, like, subtle, hey, you know, the people that are buying the PS5 are you know, generally going to be kind of our age-ish, you know.
Right.
At least the ones, you know, the ones that will really appreciate it will be, you know, our age. Kind of remembers how the old gaming controllers are. Have that look
right.
to it, for a little nostalgia into it.
Yeah, and then you look at the Xbox X and S or whatever, just the Xbox controller
yeah.
itself, and it definitely looks very much like the Xbox One controller. The only difference
is
it looks like the Elite a little bit with some of the, you know, the sensor button or the whatever, the little one front piece
there too. Yeah, I think they kind of just smoothed it out and just kind of made it a little bit more minimalistic. It still looks, you know, and honestly, those are just little things. What matters, you know, I will say that I'm not exactly a tech and specs kind of guy. I don't know that much stuff about it. I know enough to do my research and be able to kind of understand which might be better for what. But for me, it's always just about what games are coming out. You know, what games are going to be available for it. And I think that's a lot of how the normal consumers are, just trying to figure out, hey, are you Xbox or are you console or are you a PlayStation fan? Oh, well, it really just depends on the game, man. That's why at the house I have all three, you know?
right, exactly. I mean, and I started out that way too. When I worked at GameStop, I actually started out with both consoles. And eventually I went through like three or four Xboxes and then ended up just getting rid of it and keeping the PlayStation itself. And if you look at, like we were talking about, you know, the games and stuff that comes out for it, a lot of the games that are coming out are re-releases, so you can play things on your PlayStation or Xbox, such as Fortnite. You know, you don't lose anything when you log back into your Fortnite if you repurchase it on Xbox One. I'm sorry, Xbox X. I keep saying One because it's And then the PlayStation 5 has the same ability, you know. Yeah, 3, 4, 5, you know. And then, of course, you know, Call of Duty, GTA 5 has been re-released. A lot of people were upset because they thought it was going to be 6. But when they found out that GTA 5 is being released on a third console now, from the 3 to the 4 to the 5, just goes to show how much money Rockstar is making off this game. And then, of course, you don't lose anything. No currency issues.
All that stuff
is still going to be on there. And then Destiny 2, but they don't have a release date for that, but they did confirm that it is coming out for both consoles.
Yep.
So you can still do your runs and stuff with everybody in drops. But you compare the two consoles itself, and we talked about games being released for it.
Yep.
Xbox only has like a handful of games that's exclusive being released, whereas Sony has already come out and announced for the PlayStation 5 26 titles already in development or ready to be released coming this holiday season for the PlayStation going into early next year, I'm sure early summer as well. One of those games has got to be The Last of Us, the second.
Yes, Last of Us. Last of Us 2 comes out actually in 4 days, on the 19th.
Yep, and I'm stoked. I have my pre-order on it. I'm just waiting for it to drop. I see the countdown on it every time I log on the PlayStation.
I am poor as shit about it. And I am poor as shit, and I had to make a decision between pre-ordering it and buying more cigars. And unfortunately, the tobacco addiction won out on that one. So,
well, I'm sure pretty soon here it'll turn around for you, and then you'll get the whole Last of Us going as well.
You know, I might hope and pray that my lovely wife will buy The Last of Us 2 for me. But yeah, I'm very excited for it. Oh yeah, she heard. She's like less than 50 feet from me. So, but
I'll do a plea for you. I'll be like, Shannon, please.
I'm gonna start a GoFundMe. You know.
You should.
But I was very excited, and I know that The Last of Us 2 had some unfortunate leaks to the story that a lot of people are upset about. But you know what? Screw all the haters. I genuinely think that a lot of time and effort has been put into this by the development team, and you know, it's not the most perfect of games. It is definitely one of my favorites because of just how much work they put into it. You know what I mean? At least for The Last of Us 1, that's the lasting impact that I've always had playing that first game. So I'm still gonna buy it. I already know all the spoilers, you know, that have been leaked because I couldn't stop myself, you know, poor self control. Mm-hmm. But I definitely am very excited to see the entire story play out. You know, I've heard some pretty good things about the soundtrack, and
I've
already got that
good
one song in the commercial stuck in my. Yeah, I got that one song from the commercial stuck in my head all the time since I've been seeing the commercials.
Well, you look at it like this, too. Naughty Dog has actually got a lot of big things going on for them. And, I mean, they came out with the reversion of Crash Bandicoot, Crash Bandicoot Racing, making tons of money there. They've got Ratchet and Clank coming out for the PlayStation 5, newest one. And then, of course, you've got The Last of Us 2, which is also going to get its own show on HBO, and it's in development right now as we speak. And then, of course, they have Uncharted, which is not
Uncharted.
It's over.
Yep.
At least we think right now, because there's actually in development, you go to IMDb right now and look it up under Uncharted. There's actually a movie in development, and they've already got the person, I think, what's his name? The dude who plays Spider-Man right now?
I want to say Andrew Garfield. That's not right. Although I do love him.
I still want to say the original guy.
Not Tobey Maguire. Babe, what's the name of the Spider-Man kid? What's the name of the Spider-Man kid from Marvel? From the Marvel movies? The kid.
So.
Yeah. Tom Holland. There we go. Thank you.
There you go, Tom. There you go. Tom, thank you, Shannon.
Tom Holland.
So here's the stars they already have listed and casted right now for Uncharted, the movie, which is slated to come out July 16th of 2021.
Mm-hmm.
And it's this: Mark Wahlberg, Tom Holland, Antonio Banderas. It's going to be directed by Ruben Fleischer, and the writers on it is Joe Carnahan, and of course, you know, there's other people that's going to be working on the movie as well. But I think the reason why they pushed it to 2021 is because there is a huge feud with that movie coming out, and the fact that Indiana Jones is supposed to come out in 2021, but they have actually pushed it to 2022 because of the fact that it's pretty much Uncharted and Indiana Jones is almost the same thing.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that'd be very interesting to see. I always am a fan of the Uncharted games, and even the multiplayer versions on it was very fun, actually. And normally I'm not a fan of those third person shooting games, because it's just kind of, the physics is kind of awkward for me.
Right.
But they actually came out with some, you know, some fun multiplayer levels.
And the same thing on The Last of Us 2, for the multiplayer for Last of Us is pretty cool.
Same thing, and of course they're made by the same people, so you know obviously it's their style. But I generally think they put a lot of heart and put a lot of thought into, you know, into making these games. I feel like when they make it, they're not just, you know, the writers and the program. They're actually gamers. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I feel like when they make it, they're actually gamers too, and not just like some of the bland, you know, like some of the bland Call of Duty games that are just kind of the same thing rehashed over and over and over again.
Right.
Because you can write a Call of Duty script, and you can make a Call of Duty game, doesn't make you an actual gamer. You know what I'm saying? This is where you get to showcase a lot of your, the creativity that comes into it. Because like The Last of Us, you know, The Last of Us and Uncharted, having, you know, being the games that they are, they're not that much different than something like, you know, Grand Theft Auto. You know, but it's the story, and it's the story and the progression that really just draws you into it and compels you to play it, you know? And I feel like that's very important. Very important. It's
absolutely
hard to find like that, you know?
Some of the other games too, that as we talk about gaming itself, that's coming out for the consoles, inclusive title is Marvel Spider-Man, Miles Morales. It's going to have its own console for the PlayStation. It's going to look really cool.
Okay.
It looks badass. They have another game. The graphics look amazing. I wouldn't be surprised if they tried to push this in 8K format, but I know for now it's 4K. They also have another one called Godfall. That looks pretty cool. Dirt 5 is another racing game we can live with or without, but it's coming out. Then, of course, you have, what's it called? Deathloop is pretty cool. It's from some of the, you know, things you've, or I'm sorry, some of the trailers and gameplay I've seen. And then, of course, you have the backwards compatibility, I'm sure, for Madden NFL 21, NBA 2K21 with the new sweat engine to the game, which looks pretty badass. Rainbow Six Siege is coming out again for the PlayStation 5 and Xbox, which is just basically the re-release. But my thing is I didn't even think it was that big of a game for it to really be re-released, but apparently Ubisoft or whatever decided it was, so...
I mean, you know, those Rainbow Six games always had a their own little kind of like a cult following. I wouldn't say that it's like, I know a lot of people that play it, but it didn't have the same kind of, you know, fervor that, you know, Halo had back in the day. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, you play Rainbow Six, but you did not, like, you weren't crazy about it. You know, like, you weren't just, like, completely dead. Oh, my gosh, I loved it, you know. Like, you had Halo spring off, like, a whole bunch of universe, you know, like, a whole universe that came out of it and, like, wrote the books and did all this numbered movies and, you know, web series and stuff like that, you know. So, Rainbow Six, you know, I would say that Rainbow Six, you know, okay, a re-release of it, all right, I guess that makes sense, but I don't think it's going to be a huge, you know, earner. With Ubisoft, I think they're, you know, I'm just interested to see what their next Far Cry is going to be, because, you know, their Far Cry series kind of got a little bit whack.
I'll definitely say they'll probably have something this week or next week that they'll announce for Far Cry itself, because they've already got Assassin's Creed. We always know they follow up with Far Cry. But for Xbox, they have Halo Infinite that's announced.
Yep.
And that is looking like Halo Wars, but they're calling it Infinite, which looks pretty badass. And then they have a few other titles, too, like Call of the Sea. There's one called Yakuza Like a Dragon, which looks really cool. But we don't know if it'll actually be released this year or next year or the following year, because they're just now starting development. They haven't really gotten into the depth of the game yet. But, you know, as far as Halo goes, were you able to see some of the gameplay on that?
I was not. I meant to, but I was actually looking up. I was actually looking up more on the Cyberpunk 2077.
Oh, gosh, I forgot about
that.
Yeah,
I was very excited about that, because I started looking up stuff and I got carried away and I was like, oh man, I really want to check this out. And I'm actually very excited for it. It is being released on both consoles and of course the existing consoles now, but it's been delayed for a while now, and I just got excited about it when I saw
it. It's been like a president's term for this game here.
Oh, yeah,
but
yeah.
I think after 2 years, they came out with a trailer after it looking really cool, and then it is, you know, coming out when it's ready, and I was, that's pretty appropriate, you know.
Yeah.
But it definitely looks awesome. I'm excited for that game as well for both consoles. You know, then of course, going into Halo Infinite, it looks like any other kind of Halo. It looked a little bit like Gears, to be honest with you a little bit. But they say it's 4K. It looks like typical Xbox graphics to me, to be honest. There's a lot of things in the background that looks pretty glossed, and it looks great, and the shooter ability is awesome. But I just don't know if I'm really going to – I mean, I'll play Halo, but I don't know if I'll really enjoy it like I did – the remastered version for the Xbox One. I love going back and playing the originals.
So
I hope it'll be better.
I had heard that Halo, it takes it back a little bit. It's taking place on another Halo ring. Their art is going to be, you know, like the Spartan armor design is going to go kind of backwards towards that.
Mm-hmm.
That now, I wouldn't say futuristic. So, you know how like Halo 2 and Halo 3 kind of had a certain look to the Mjolnir armor. From what I saw in the pictures before I got completely sidetracked and ADD'd, was it kind of went back away from just that kind of upgraded, more mechanical look of the latest Halo games. So
yeah, it definitely does. I think they're trying to revamp the series and have a new storyline go for it, which makes sense because you have to kind of do something sometimes with your main heavy hitter game. And let's just hope that it's a good decision, not anything bad. But, you know, kind of like we're seeing Mario Morales, the Spider-Man series, I think it'll be pretty good. It'll be interesting to see a different version of Spider-Man as far as the character goes. And then it's almost like a Bruce Wayne effect, where Bruce Wayne is no longer Batman, but you know, someone else is. So it'll be interesting to see how these games play out. One thing I definitely thought was pretty interesting, too, was that Xbox, when they came out with their release for the Xbox X and S, they didn't really show anything other than just the controller and the console itself. It was, like we said, a rushed, hurried version. PlayStation, we did see the remote controllers for the, you know, the DualShock controllers, the actual remote control to control it for media settings, and then they camera and the headset all looks pretty chic and pretty cool.
Okay. Yeah.
But when it comes down to games, one of the biggest games I'm actually really excited for, they were talking about last week, and then they were kind of like, okay, we hear you. We'll go ahead and release the trailer. And you can actually go on YouTube now and watch it. It's called Star Wars Squadron. It looks like it's a 5v5. Where you can be either the Empire or the the Rebel Alliance, and play on there as the Rebel Squadron. Rebel Squadron or the Imperial Squadrons there. But it looks so cool. I mean, the trailer itself was pretty badass. I don't know if they'll bring in the characters like they did in the old school games, where once you got so many achievement points, you could upgrade or spawn yourself in as like Darth Vader or Darth Maul or, Luke Skywalker or Han Solo or, someone like that. But it definitely looks pretty cool. I know they're coming out with more. I know they're trying to develop, Jedi Knights of the Republic again or some type of Jedi game for the consoles. So this looks like it's a moneymaker, bite for them to be able to get the money to keep on doing that. So it'll be interesting to see what these games look like, as far as, is this Star Wars game going to be a 4K game? Or is it going to be an 8K game? Because they don't, I think they have they had an official release date of 10/2 of 20, which tells me that it's going to be dropped on the PlayStation 4 first and the Xbox One. And then they're going to drop it again, I'm sure, with the Star Wars, bundle, or maybe even its own, its own console for either one, for, Star Wars Squadron. And I'm going to assume it'll be Xbox, because I don't see any exclusives for their consoles with the exception of maybe a Halo one. And they haven't even announced that yet. So it'll be interesting to see what titles and who Sony and Microsoft will buy out to get the big games and big games on their consoles.
So I'm taking a look at this. A game that caught my eye earlier today, that I have pulled up right now, it's called Ghost of Tsushima, being released for the PS4 and the PS5. It actually looked really, really good from the teaser and from the artwork that's been released. It's it kind of reminds me of the old Onimusha games, but as far as I understand, this does not seem like it's going to have, the zombies and the crazy monsters that Onimusha have, but it's set in feudal Japan. You got bow and arrows, samurai swords, samurai armor, it actually looks very, very interesting. It was shown at the Game Awards in 2019, and it's set to release in mid-July this year. It looks pretty good. It looks pretty good. From the gameplay, it kind of reminds me of Assassin's Creed.
Right.
And it kind of reminds me of, I remember we talked this about the one of the last podcasts. We were talking about Assassin's Creed being set in Japan as a possible future, we said Assassin's Creed Samurai or something like that. And it's funny because looking at this, that's exactly what I'm reminded of. It kind of looks like Assassin's Creed Samurai.
It definitely looks pretty awesome. I remember seeing the trailer for that as well. And that looked like it was going to be one of the big games that's going to be coming out for the console, for the next-gen consoles too, when it does get dropped. I'm sure a lot of people would like to play that. But just so people do know,
a lot of artwork is involved. Yeah.
Oh yeah, I'm sure it'll have at least a gig or two, maybe three, worth of artwork and exclusive content that comes with it.
I'm so excited because we're talking about we're talking about these new graphics and stuff like that, and just from the artwork alone, I don't think some of the stuff I'm looking at right now are even just straight cutscenes. I think they're actual gameplay, gameplay footage.
I think that they wanted to drop some gameplay footage, because typically you only see is that, CGI, trailer, but this was something they prided themselves in with the graphics in the game.
Oh yeah.
Because Ubisoft takes
leaves,
that time from every year.
Yeah, you got leaves, programmed to float around the game and stuff like that. It looks really nice. It looks really nice. I'm fairly excited for it. That's going to be definitely put on my list.
Well, one thing I do want to let everybody know to our listeners is this, is when we talked about backwards compatibility, we already know that Sony was not the biggest achiever on that in this last console.
No.
They're trying really hard this time.
Mm-hmm.
It says here that when it comes to backwards compatibility,
it's a limited library for it.
Yes. It's going to be only select PlayStation 4 games that will be backwards compatible.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to assume that, like Xbox One, over time, they will release more consoles. There's no official list yet. Probably have one by spring next year.
Yeah.
But I do know that some of the games that will be backwards compatible will definitely probably be all the exclusives on there, I'm sure.
No, Microsoft has stated that Xbox Series X will support all games playable on the Xbox One, including like the those select games that were kind of like remastered for the 360 and like the original Xbox titles. So they've actually made the Xbox Series X completely backwards compatible with all the games, whereas Sony still has that that old mindset of we're going to do the really popular games,
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do the really popular games.
But you also have to think, too, that they're probably taking their time on it, because when Xbox first came out with the backwards compatibility, they had a lot of issues they ran into. And there were some games that had a lot of glitches to it. There were some things that wasn't officially, that was put on the list they had to take off. And they really kind of rushed a little bit. So I think PlayStation is trying to figure out a way to get the right games on there, I'm sure, to monetize it as well as they have PlayStation Now. But, it'll be interesting to see. I think that'll probably be something that they work really hard for the digital version to kind of get people to buy those old games. But, I want to reach out to them and say, Sony, if you're listening, or Xbox, either one, please, please bring back the original Godfather games. just make it back compatible so I can play that, because those games were so awesome. I mean, Mafia's release recently of all their games is awesome, but the Godfather games are just so much better. Just so much better. let's see here. So far, like we've been talking about the lineup, it has already been declared that PlayStation looks like the winner chicken dinner, because they have 26 titles.
Mm-hmm.
Xbox has about a handful of them that they're looking for their console. We don't have an official release date yet. I'm sure they will announce that sometime this week. And I'm going to assume PlayStation always goes for the first week of November. So what they'll probably do is PlayStation will come out with their console release date, and Xbox will probably go a week before or week after. I think what Xbox likes to do is be close to PlayStation, but I think they also want to have a good solid weekend, either, of their own, whether it's before or after PlayStation, so they can kind of see and know what the projected scale is. But let's not forget, PlayStation 4 is the biggest and most sold console of all time. So when it comes to, gamers and even media want to use, our media users, upgrading to the PS5,
mm-hmm.
and the fact that it will be backwards compatible in some capacity, is going to have a bigger field of PlayStation 5 buyers. And the fact that it is this whole Corona thing going on, and a lot of people have been at home, and a lot of people are streaming, it looks to me that the PlayStation 5 looks more like a streaming platform. So
we'll
definitely see, whether it's October or November. I'm going to just put it out there and guess it'll probably be November, like it was 5 years ago. But it'll be interesting to see the numbers on those and see who will be the winner, and if PlayStation 5 will be the all-time selling console and take over the 4. So, but for James, for you, with what the consoles are looking at right now, which one would you want, if it was out right now with the titles that's already been announced right now, which one would you buy?
Oh man, yeah, it's definitely PlayStation. I'm you've got me started on The Last of Us now, and that's all I can think about.
Yeah, I definitely think PlayStation 5 will be mine to go to as well.
Yeah.
The Xbox One, or I'm sorry,
yeah.
I said it again, the Xbox X and the Xbox S is definitely cool, but unless they come out with something original or they have some big title that comes out for it, I'm going to just assume that they're probably, you know, kind of fall into something until, you know, tax break season.
Yeah, exactly. Now, don't get me wrong. I still like the Xbox, but you know, right now, that may change later on. I've historically always bought the two consoles just so I have a wide array of stuff to play. But I'm definitely more excited right now for the PlayStation. But that again, you know, like we were saying this entire time. PlayStation definitely came out with their stuff, and they're definitely a little bit more prepared than Xbox was with these announcements and stuff like that. Which, you know, it kind of makes me a little bit frustrated because I'm just like, all right, well, clearly, you know, this whole rushing to outdo one another, this kind of video game arms race kind of thing, will force a lot of will encourage a lot of sloppy productions of stuff. You know, I'd rather them just release stuff on their own time and just go, you know, we really put a lot of heart and thought into it, so here we'll give you a good product. But, you know, of course, that's not the ideal world we live in. You know?
Right.
But,
yeah,
you know,
and, you know, that is something, too, that I agree with you on, because Xbox One, when it came out last time, they really pushed the content. And instead of it being quality, it was quantity. And PlayStation kind of did a little bit of the same for a little while, but to their credit, they did end up having some good quantity with that quality. But I will say this. I really truly believe that the PlayStation 5 will probably be the better of the two because of the fact that there's more to it now, there's more exclusives for it now, there's more to buy with it, there's more of an excuse to get it now. And the fact that it's going to start out with a terabyte of memory, which is great because the Pro did that, but the fact that they needed to do something like that is great. But I'm sure once they release the final details, they'll probably end up having consoles up to 2 terabytes, I'm sure, just internally spaced for it. So when it boils down to the console season, you know, of course, everybody has their favorites. The games are still coming out. There's a lot of exclusives that I'm sure James and myself and, of course, Tyler who unfortunately couldn't be on there tonight because of difficulties, we'll be able to look at and watch and release. I know Tyler was really excited about it because he actually had personally reviewed a couple of the games, including Forbidden West from, you know, Forever Horizon Dawn, which we'll probably end up doing again for the next podcast that we'll have. But there's a lot of games, a lot of titles, I'm sure a lot of accessories that is going to come out. We got to remember to not forget about Nintendo and this whole ordeal. Of course, they're always a couple years behind in the console game.
They're doing their own thing, man. They're not competing on the same level, you know. I mean, and here's the thing, like, you know, it's funny because they always say, oh yeah, the big three. Well, it's really the big two, and then they're also pretty awesome cousin that's off on the side doing their own thing, you know. You have the Switch, which is a completely underrated device for years and years and years until this whole quarantine thing came out. And then they're like, you know, all of a sudden it's all sold out everywhere because, you know, it's just so convenient. It's so convenient.
Yeah.
You can plug it right to the TV and then you can pick it right up and then you continue right where you left off while walking in another direction. You know, it's clearly not made to compete with PlayStation and Xbox, but it picks up exactly where everything else leaves off, you know, and just makes it its own. It's comfortable. It doesn't need to compete with you. It just, hey, you know what? The Witcher? Hey, do you like to play The Witcher? You know what? We're going to take this game. We're going to make it for Switch because even though it's not a new game, even though it's not completely new, we're going to make sure you can enjoy it on the go, you know, or... You know, or they take a Zelda, you know, like a Zelda game and just go, you know what? Everybody likes Zelda. Everybody likes Skyrim. Let's go ahead and make this all into one, guys. You know, you guys enjoy it. We know it's not anything novel and not anything new, you know, not anything like wildly crazy and unheard of. But, you know, you like Skyrim. We made Zelda into a Skyrim level, you know, Skyrim type of game. And, you know, just enjoy it.
Right, exactly. And
that's what I like
and, you
about
know, it's
it.
Kinda
it's
like,
not serious.
It's kind of like Nintendo took a page out of Sega's book and Atari and, you know, all these other consoles that were out at the time and said, hey, look, we know we're not going to beat Xbox. We know we're not going to beat PlayStation.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
we're
going to
concede the fact that we're not going to be in that, you know, battle, but we will come out at our own time and we'll have our own exclusive content and it'll be nice. It'll be nostalgic. It'll be the things that you really want to play. And we're just going to do our own thing. And if it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't. And it's work for them. And, you know, you're right. All these games that are coming out for them, it's smart. It's old. Nintendo has made a killing on old money. And even coming out with games that are old games, they've made a killing on it. So it'll be interesting to see what other titles will come out, whether it's older titles brought to the Switch or if it's new titles that will be brought to the Switch, which I would think would be awesome if they would allow Squadron to be released on the Switch, but I don't think that their servers would be able to handle it. So it may have to be an in-game only. However...
Yeah.
As we dial down to the final ticks of the show, I would definitely like to see, you know, the cross-platform continue with some of these other games online, such as the Call of Duty games, maybe even some of the Star Wars stuff, and et cetera, of course. But let's see here. As we dial down, again, shout outs to everybody. Thank you for listening to our podcast. Of course, James. Awesome to get to talk to you again. I know it's been a while. Glad you're back and made it safe from Florida. And I know that Shannon is going to definitely get you that Last of Us game. And if you could just tell her to go to settings, then you go to, you know, your wallet and then put her card in and, you know, she downloads. Tell her to get the $70 or $79 version. That way you get all the exclusive stuff on there too.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. Yeah, because those look pretty cool. But
or
you see that they have the $300 one. Oh well, you know I don't want to be beaten in my sleep one day.
Yeah,
you know,
she might get
she is wildly out of my league, so I got to tiptoe around her sometimes.
There you go. That's
yeah,
why I tiptoe to the purse and get the card and PlayStation. But
see, they had the $300 pre-release or pre-order thing that comes with Ellie's backpack and like a statue of Ellie and stuff like that. I'm like, dang, they really are excited about this.
If I'd have been in GameStop, I probably would have pre-ordered it, to be honest with you. But you know, the game itself, the story is what I'm so excited about.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm
exactly
working for you on it. So we'll definitely. I'll definitely be streaming that as well when I do get it. So if you don't get a chance, you'll be able to see it on YouTube channel and stuff. But
awesome.
Again, guys and gals, it was awesome. Thank you all for listening to us around the world. Of course, Germany and the United States and a few other countries as well. Thank you all. Hope you are staying healthy and safe out there from this corona ordeal. And that everything in your life is going great politically, personally, and whatever. Look forward to the next podcast. We are scheduling it for next Monday night, about 10 to 10:30, somewhere in there. And if you want to follow us, listen, subscribe, you can at www.blogtalkradio.com/theorder2020, or you can actually go onto your own Apple device and download and subscribe that way. Or if you have an Android, you can go to your own app and download it from there. Just search us, The Order 2020. Just a little magnifying glass, type it, swipe it, talk it, find it. And that's it, man. So thank y'all. Thank you, James.
Yep.
And we'll be back next week, guys.
All right. Have a good weekend. Both.
Weekend.
I wanted to end on a good note. That wasn't good. I'm just going to go.
Blinding lights the weekend. Okay, I got to go now. All right.
Bad.
All right. Peace.